Net Zero Navigator 2023, 11th of June 2026, by Melanie Clark. Net Zero Navigator 2023. Expert decarbonisation predictions for the year ahead. These predictions are now a bit old. This was our Net Zero Navigator 2023. But you can find out if we got them right and read our latest predictions in our 2024, 2025 and new 2026 version. MITEI's expert decarbonisation predictions for 2023. We've gathered insights and advice from across our Plan Zero portfolio to help accelerate your path to net zero. Contributors forward. Net zero needs to be tackled at all levels of your organisation. With rising energy costs and security of supply issues, decision makers are under pressure from investors, employees and customers to make decarbonisation a priority. However, achieving the best results requires buy-in at all levels, with every colleague and function of the organisation working towards the common goal of net zero. Lack of buy-in is one of the greatest barriers to your success. While decarbonisation is already on your leadership team's agenda, there is likely still work to be done to bring everyone on the journey. What is the solution? One option is to incentivise carbon action at a middle management level, while being more transparent about your progress with the whole organisation. Another option is the introduction of decarbonisation KPIs that everyone can get involved with. Empowering all your people to become stakeholders in reaching such an important goal is an excellent way to catalyse change and will ultimately bring you closer to achieving net zero. To provide further inspiration for your 2023 decarbonisation activities, we asked experts across our Plan Zero portfolio to share their predictions, insights and advice about what the year ahead has in store. Dr. Stephen Fawkes, energy efficiency expert and managing partner at the global net zero consultancy, EP Group, has also given his expert view on the big market forces that will be driving the agenda in 2023 and how your organisation can prepare for them. Also, look out for the results of a MITEI client survey, which sheds light on how a range of high-profile customers are tackling decarbonisation, as well as their corresponding priorities and challenges. MITEI's Net Zero Navigator will help you reduce carbon emissions, save money, and secure your energy supply in 2023 and for the years to come. Introduction. Reaching net zero requires decision makers to apply creative, systematic thinking. Everything you need to decarbonise your organisation is ready and waiting. A new development in the decarbonisation landscape is the convergence of several key factors. Low-carbon technologies are becoming more affordable, pressure from investors is driving net zero up the board agenda, and there's renewed focus on energy resilience and gaining independence from the grid. 2022 saw lots of high-level strategic commitments, but the challenge for organisations in 2023 is to turn that strategy into tangible action. Especially at a time when the business case for decarbonisation activity is stronger than ever. This requires a mindset change, reviewing your entire organisation on a holistic level, embracing new models, and bringing in outside help where you need it. Impactful changes can be as simple as adjusting the flow temperature of the boiler, modernising your building management system, or investing in smarter, more agile controls. It's also a good idea to take a hybrid approach to energy, combining electrification and heat pumps with cheaper solar power. Once you've got these elements right, you can develop wider investment measures in a much stronger position than before. And don't be seduced by the promise of new technologies that are 10 years away from coming to fruition. All the tools you need to accelerate your net zero progress already exist. There's really no reason to wait. 1. Renewable energy. Surging demand for on-site solar will create supply bottlenecks. Over the past 12 months, organizations have had to contend with an extremely volatile energy market and high supplier risk. But their sustainability targets haven't gone away. Demand is now rising for low-cost green energy, power purchase agreements, and renewable energy certificates. In fact, demand for green energy is outpacing current UK infrastructure supply capabilities, so there's only so much to go round. My best advice is to invest in on-site solar generation, and do it fast. The necessary distribution network operator, DNO applications, will become a huge bottleneck, with organizations competing for more grid supply and infrastructure upgrades to facilitate their evolving generation EV and electrification needs. You need to get in early. These days, on-site solar generation is a cost-effective, future-proof solution with secure prices and secure supply. The business case has never been better, with shorter payback periods and plenty of funding available. The current energy crisis is a direct consequence of our dependence on fossil fuels, but solar energy is looking more resilient than ever. Of customers we asked, are planning to monitor energy usage in response to the energy crisis in 2023. Of customers we asked are planning to generate off-grid energy in response to the energy crisis in 2023. The facts. 77% of businesses say energy is now their biggest concern. Number one, cheapest source of power in the world is solar arrays. 80% report that energy is now a board-level issue. 5 years from now, the world will have added as much renewable power as it did in the previous 20 years. Two, transport. Tardy organizations will get stuck in the EV fleet rush. As everyone enters the race to decarbonize fleets before the government's 2030 deadline, the longer you put off EV transition, the longer the process will take. Many of the barriers to EV adoption haven't gone away, including issues with commercial vehicle availability and escalating lead times. Another big reason for slow EV uptake is concern around adequate charging infrastructure. A vast network of accessible charging points is necessary for organizations to maintain an efficient fleet. To tackle these concerns, it's a good idea to install prominent EV charging points on your estate. Not only will this provide colleagues with a convenient place to top up, but it will also act as a visual reminder of your organization's commitment to reaching net zero. And as sustainability becomes more important to the general population, such measures are known to help with the attraction and retention of employees. Indeed, EV charging points at the workplace are increasingly viewed as an employee benefit. With the rapid expansion of EV fleets, the coming year may well see delays in installation of necessary infrastructure due to semiconductor shortages and grid upgrade capacity issues. Manufacturers will also start to reduce the number of internal combustion engines they produce before 2030. The worst thing you can do is to do nothing at all. For each phase of your EV transition, set yourself a deadline for completion. The whole thing will start to feel a lot more manageable. Of mighty customers, we asked, are extremely likely to invest in EV in 2023. Of mighty customers, we asked, plan to purchase green energy in 2023. The facts. 62% annual increase in global EV sales over the last 4 years. 22,000 electric vans were shipped in 2022. A 49% increase from 2021. 20% of EV drivers now charge at their workplace. 36% of customers would be put off by the insufficient number of EV chargers. 3. Nature-enhancing biodiversity will take root to become a legal requirement. Thanks to an increased focus on nature at COP27, the world is now realizing that the climate crisis and biodiversity are inextricably linked. In 2023, organizations need to change how their sites are maintained, moving from a traditional grounds maintenance model to a more wildlife-aware approach. For example, laying rather than cutting a hedge can protect vulnerable species like hedgehogs. By partially cutting and then bending the stems at ground level, you can rejuvenate hedgerows and avoid damage to natural animal habitats. Biodiversity is still very much an emerging consideration for organizations, and most are at the beginning of the process. In practical terms, this means baselining, monitoring, and gathering data around the number and condition of species and ecological systems present on your sites, plus assessing your organization's impact and exploring the financial implications of nature-positive initiatives. There's some hesitancy about investing in biodiversity, as it is currently voluntary and accreditations are evolving, but ultimately, organizations that do not invest will lose out. By the time legal requirements come into place, it will be much harder and costlier to demonstrate your progress and meet KPIs retrospectively without already having the right baseline data. Of mighty customers we asked are likely or extremely likely to invest in biodiversity, landscaping and carbon removal in 2023. The facts: 54% of human-related carbon dioxide emissions have been absorbed by nature over the past decade. 62% of firms have plans to address their biodiversity impact, but only 15% have reached implementation. 52% of business leaders see reputational benefits as a significant incentive for biodiversity. 5% of companies carry out science-based assessments of their operational impact on nature. 4. Buildings data will make or break decarbonization efforts. When it comes to decarbonization, 2023 will be all about the quality of your data and the rigor of your processes. After all, good data is essential for predicting, monitoring, and subsequently reducing emissions. Reporting and compliance requirements around energy consumption and carbon emissions are becoming more stringent this year, covering more energy use types and applying to a broader range of companies. To remain compliant and demonstrate your progress, you will need access to holistic and accurate data to generate the required insights across your entire estate, including buildings and fleets. Technology is a crucial piece of the puzzle, linking building performance, energy consumption, occupancy patterns, and carbon emissions, especially after so much change to working habits since the pandemic. While Internet of Things, IoT, and automation has been a key enabler of effective building management systems, artificial intelligence, AI, is increasingly becoming a vital tool. AI can provide insight to your carbon footprint and, in turn, identify ways to reduce it while maintaining appropriate levels of comfort. Ultimately, the value of your 2023 data will not be the report you produce. It will be the corresponding actions taken to decarbonize your estate. Of mighty customers, we asked, will invest in smart buildings capabilities, e.g. 5G and IoT, to measure carbon emissions in 2023. The facts: 66% of IT leaders are either using AI to achieve sustainability goals or planning to do so. 78% of business leaders cite low access to AI expertise as an obstacle to AI adoption. 17% of execs use data from measurement tools to optimize their sustainability strategies. 4 billion plus connected IoT devices in commercial smart buildings by 2028. 5. Water. Water's vital role in decarbonization will become crystal clear. Water is a resource that we so often take for granted, but organizations cannot function without it. We've now reached a critical tipping point, with drinking water likely to be a scarce commodity in some areas of the UK by 2050. This is not surprising if you consider the water footprint of everyday essentials. The droughts, water shortages, and hosepipe bans during 2022 have put water risk on the map for many decision makers, and it needs to be at the top of the board agenda. As a result, 2023 will see a significant shift in attitudes towards the huge carbon footprint of water, with greater awareness about the energy required to treat, process, and distribute water and wastewater. A good first step is to conduct a thorough water audit, investigating how you purchase water, what you're using across your estate, and how much is wasted through overconsumption or leakages. Many of the solutions are straightforward and low cost, from rainwater harvesting to vapor capsules on taps. By focusing on water in 2023, you'll make cost and carbon savings and find stable ways to future-proof your organization against drought. The facts: 40% gap between global water demand and supply, projected by 2030. 2023, drought conditions cannot be avoided, with current average winter rainfall levels 3 times more financial risk associated with water scarcity than with carbon risk. 15% more companies are reducing or maintaining their level of water consumption. 6. Waste plastic recycling will become a profitable priority. Plastic has become taboo in sustainability terms, but it's actually only poorly managed plastics that are bad for the planet. And in 2023, the demand for recycled plastics will be higher than ever. When polymers are effectively captured and reprocessed, plastic waste is a fully regenerative resource. Unlike bioplastics, produced from biomass such as vegetable fats and oils, which aren't widely recycled in the UK. While the concept of plastic recycling is nothing new, the global campaign against single-use plastics is gaining momentum, and the demand for pure bundles of recycled plastic is accelerating. Just think of the number of messages on everyday products like water bottles about the use of recycled materials. The UK government is planning to introduce deposit return schemes, where plastic is collected, sold, and used again. Scotland will be launching its own version in August this year. In 2023, it will be more important than ever for your organisation to start treating plastic waste as a valuable byproduct. On a practical level, this means gaining visibility over just how much waste you're producing. Then, it's about educating your people to reduce their consumption. Introducing mini treatment centres across your site is a great way to sort and segregate waste, reusing or reselling as much as possible. Energy efficiency and renewable energy will only address 55% of global emissions, so we urgently need to transform the way we make and use products. The place to start is plastic recycling, which offers a simple, low-cost way to achieve excellent results. Of Mighty customers we asked, say waste management is part of their 2023 net zero strategy. The facts: 60% price premium for high-quality recycled plastics over virgin plastics in the past decade. Only 9% of the global volume of plastics was recycled in 2019, and 22% was mismanaged. 17% of England and Wales. Waste cannot be recycled due to contamination. 50% of FMs say they have waste management strategies with clear environmental targets. 7. Energy. A culture of conscious consumption will take centre stage. In 2023, finding a happy medium on energy price is going to be challenging. Energy should be affordable, but organisations must remain conscious about consumption. The good news? Actions that reduce energy consumption and costs also reduce carbon emissions. More carbon-conscious mindsets and energy-efficient decisions are a positive consequence of the difficult situation in which organisations find themselves. To kickstart this culture change, your number one priority should be to forecast your energy consumption and costs. It's important to factor in everything from the weather conditions to building usage patterns and hybrid working to invisible consumption caused by equipment being left on needlessly overnight. Using these insights, you can then implement strategies to change the way people think about and use energy across your organization. A strong data service is a key building block to help you make this happen. One that can automate as many data points as possible, arming you with real-time insights from multiple data streams. And you'll probably need a data scientist to help you. You might already have access to your consumption data, but the challenge is to knit that data together to create actionable insights. While your top priority might be helping your organization to survive the current economic turmoil, this will be temporary. If you've been forced to pause your decarbonization activities, 2023 will be about getting back on the path to net zero as quickly as you can. And this starts by changing the way your people think about energy. Of customers we asked are planning to monitor their energy usage in response to the energy crisis. Of Mighty customers we asked are planning to educate their employees about how to reduce their energy consumption in 2023. The facts: 45% of decision makers leave equipment on needlessly overnight. 20% of businesses have been forced to deprioritize net zero delivery due to rising energy prices. 25% of businesses cite cost as the biggest barrier to sustainability for their organization. 25% of businesses say shareholders and investors don't see the link between sustainability and profit. 8. Strategy. Greater clarity will drive decarbonization confidence. A lot can happen in a year. At the start of 2022, we were just at the precipice of the Russia-Ukraine conflict, the energy crisis, and soaring prices. In reaction to this extreme volatility, many organizations have understandably focused on short-term, cost-cutting measures, letting other priorities fall by the wayside. After all, it is hugely challenging to plan a long-term decarbonization strategy and take decisive action when you don't have a clear view of the energy market from one week to the next. But as we move into 2023, the pervasive uncertainty is lessening. The national grid is stepping up, the UK is relatively well sourced for alternative energy, and we can have greater confidence in our supply. Now is the time to dial up your decarbonisation activities, not reduce them. Although the price of energy will continue to rise in 2023, we now have a much better idea of what the coming year looks like. This will enable more accurate price predictions, empowering you to plan your energy strategy proactively. With a more solid baseline for decision-making and greater certainty about the payback of decarbonisation measures, it will become significantly easier for you to make the business case for change with clarity and confidence this year. Decarbonization will become the new normal this year, with a surge in activity across every industry. As long as you make proactive decisions and start implementing them now, you still have time to get it right. Of mighty customers we asked, say they are most worried about economic pressures and oncoming recession in 2023. It's the top concern for our customers this year. The facts: 90% of businesses predict that the cost of energy will increase over the next 12 months. 50% of CEOs are planning to pause or reconsider their ESG efforts in the next 6 months. 25% of businesses have been forced to delay plans to decarbonize their supply chains due to inflation. 38% of global energy-related carbon emissions originate from the built environment sector. Book a discovery session to kickstart your 2023 decarbonization activities. We're here to help accelerate progress and achieve your net zero goals across energy, waste, water, and beyond. From quick wins with what you already have to holistic decarbonization of your estate, get started now with a no-obligation Mighty Plan Zero discovery session.